Water distribution to livestock is one of the most critical parts of good grazing management. Let's discuss ways to provide water throughout your pastures.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to our Forage Focus. Here is the University's Extension Forage Specialist, Dr. Bruce Anderson.
Plentiful, reliable, good quality water is essential for grazing livestock. Without good water, it doesn't matter how effective other grazing management practices might be. But how important is location of that water? Cattle resist traveling far from water. They graze very little when more than half a mile away from water in rough country or a mile away on flatland. Under 1,000 feet is ideal. When they have to travel far from water, they spend less time grazing, they burn off pounds walking, and they graze distant areas incompletely. Poor water distribution also transfers nitrogen, phosphorus, and other nutrients as manure and urine are deposited near water sites or along the path to water. Nutrients in these deposits are concentrated and wasted in areas with little grass. A more even distribution of these deposits across grassy areas would grow more grass. So, how can you improve your water distribution? More ponds, windmills, wells, and dugouts might help, but they can get expensive. Plus, they can only be placed in certain locations and they can't be moved. So my preference often is to use a pipeline. They can be put almost anywhere. And water lines are less expensive than you might think. Most folks can get pipe and frost-proof trenching for less than $1 a foot if you can get cost-share funds. You also can save trenching costs by leaving your pipe on top of the ground if you only need water during the growing season. That's what I do. Over time, these water improvements pay for themselves with better grass and improved animal performance.
And we'll be back to take a look at those area hay prices after this.